It's time for your morning pep talk with Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Monday to you. I'm Jenna Barr. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Beautiful sunny Monday to start our week. A beautiful day here in Northwest Florida. A beautiful day in Pensacola. And we want to keep Pensacola beautiful, of course, which brings me to our first experts for the panel this week. Oh, don't give me that look, Megan. I have Megan Washington. She is the development coordinator with Keep Pensacola Beautiful. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am excited because I see you all around town. I follow you guys on social media. And so I see the work that you do. And so I want you to kind of share with listeners who aren't super familiar with Keep Pensacola Beautiful what y'all do and how long y'all have been doing it.
Yeah, of course. So yeah, I'm with Keep Pensacola Beautiful, and we cover all of Escambia County. And we have been doing this work for over 40 years. I know, a long time.
That's a minute.
We aim to improve the quality of life in Escambia County by addressing common environmental challenges. Our mission really boils down to provide education and resources for sustained community improvement. And we do that through various outlets.
Okay. And so it started in 1979, and it started with something called Clean and Green.
Yes.
And so, and it looks like it has evolved. And there's Keep America Beautiful. And then 2012 is when y'all finally launched the Keep Pensacola Beautiful campaign.
Yes.
And so are y'all a 501c3?
We are.
Oh, very cool.
Yes.
And so lots of volunteers come in and help. What are some projects that have been done over the years that people can probably remember seeing around our county?
So with the AMI Kids, we installed a Harmony Park over there. And it's really cool park. It's really hands-on musical instruments. And they are as life-size instruments. They're big. And it was a really fun and exciting project, and it's still over there.
I love that. What's it called again?
It's called a Harmony Park.
A Harmony Park.
Mm-hmm. And it's kind of life-size instruments, and
yes,
you can go out there and really...
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yes, my kids have enjoyed it many a times, actually, and they run free. It's really fun because they exercise while they get to run to all the different instruments.
Yes.
And they're all different. They don't look like normal instruments.
No, not at all.
And I love that. Also, I kind of want to ask about, we will talk about some upcoming events that people can be a part of, right? Of course. And then something really cool to do with your Christmas tree this year, but you got to stay tuned for that. And if you want to text in with a comment, 850-437-1620 is the number to text, or you can call. Maybe you have volunteered with Keep Pensacola Beautiful. We would love to hear from you. But there are volunteer opportunities with Keep Pensacola Beautiful. How easy is it to become a volunteer?
Super easy. All you have to do is call.
All you have to do is call.
Yeah.
You
or
take
shoot
anybody.
Us an email. Yes.
Is there an age limit?
Minors, we do suggest be accompanied by an adult.
Okay. But do you see like younger kids coming out and helping?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay. Very nice. All right. Let's talk about some of the programs that Keep Pensacola Beautiful offers. You've got Adopt a Spot, the beach cleanups, the Eco to Go. There's so many different things.
Yes. So many things. So Adopt a Spot. So if you are with a group, an organization, a church, or you and your neighbor have an area around town to where you see there's litter, you know, maybe outside your neighborhood or in front of your business, and you want to go out there and pick it up, you can adopt that spot, and we'll put a sign up that says that's your spot, and you're responsible for cleaning it quarterly.
Nice.
Yes.
That's kind of a unique holiday gift idea.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it, everybody's trying to think outside the box this year. If you have like some trouble spots in your neighborhood that you notice on your walks and you tend to pick it up, that'd be a really cool thing. Does it cost a lot of money to adopt the spot?
No, it doesn't. It's not a lot at all.
I love that look. And Haley is over here. She's hiding. She's the marketing coordinator. And so, Haley, do you want to chime in about the Adopt a Spot?
Well, our coworker Crystal runs the Adopt a Spot program, and she really does a great job. She works with the community members and helps organize all of the pickups for the equipment and really gets everyone out there in the community and like active in volunteering and keeping Pensacola beautiful.
That's awesome. Actually, so it's weird. I looked it up really quick, by the way, because, you know, I have that magic Google over here. So it's only like $40 to adopt a spot. And then you just like renew it every couple of years. And I think that's so cool. $40 just to have your name there, that you're proudly taking care of it. That is a unique idea. So if you're considering something different, reach out to the Pensacola, Keep Pensacola Beautiful. And you guys have Adopt a Spot at keeppensacolabeautiful.org to maybe do something different. We're always looking for something different and helping out the community here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let's talk about beach cleanups next.
Yes. So beach cleanups are super popular, and we have quite a few of them throughout the year. We're really excited. This year, we're having a holiday beach cleanup.
Okay.
And it's going to be called Calling All Santas.
Nice.
Yes. So for this one, Santa costumes and holiday attire are not required, but they're strongly suggested.
Okay.
And we're going to have tons of fun. We're going to slay the litter.
Slay the litter. Oh, yes. My gosh. I love it so much.
We'll be at Park East on Pensacola Beach. It's going to be on Saturday, December 4th from 9 to 11 a.m.
Okay. So that's upcoming Saturday. And who is invited to be a part of it?
Everyone.
Okay. So I want to talk about our beaches, because when you think of Pensacola, you think of Pensacola Beach. You think our white sandy beaches, our beautiful emerald waters that you can see your toes as you walk out, and probably a couple sharks too. But let's talk about the importance of keeping our beaches clean, what it does overall for not just us to be able to enjoy it, but for our environment as well.
It's huge. Marine debris is serious. The sea turtles, the birds, we have tons of nesting areas in the dunes along our coast, and keeping it free is very, very important. The microplastics get in, and the fish eat them, and then it ends up in our food.
Mm.
Yeah, it's not a good thing.
So it comes back full circle to bite us right in the tushies, huh? Yeah, so let's not do that. That's why, you know, I also love that we have the slogan, leave only your footprints.
Yes.
To remind people, and, you know, just taking care of it in general, it keeps us all safe. Hey, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. Good morning to you. 850-437-1620 is the number to text. We're hanging out with Keep Pensacola Beautiful today. Megan and Haley are here. Maybe you have a question. You are looking for something different. The other day, I was sitting at breakfast and talking with my family about how I just don't want any more stuff in my house. Do either of you feel me with that?
Yes.
Like, you don't want to clean up after working all day, you're handling phone calls, you're doing all these different things and managing life in general, and then you come home and you're like picking up. So I said, like, let's do something as a family instead of, you know, buying more stuff. Let's maybe get one or two things. But then I love this idea, because the other thing I see too is that people can do private cleanups as well.
Yes.
In the name of Keep Pensacola Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And how easy is it to kind of sign up to do something like that with your family?
It's very easy. So if you have an area in Escambia County, so our name is Keep Pensacola Beautiful, but we cover all of Escambia County. I really like to stress that when I'm telling people. So anywhere in Escambia County, if you have an area, if you want to go out to the beach, You can do a private cleanup. So you can call us, and maybe you have a Saturday or a Sunday or a Monday evening, and you guys want to get together and you want to go clean up. You can check out the equipment from us. If it's under 12 people, if it's over 12 people, then we'll go out and help you facilitate the cleanup.
Oh, okay. Very good. All righty. So we can clean up our beaches. We can have a little fun, give back to the earth and to our kids who are going to have to live here in the future and our grandkids, right? So if you're interested in doing that, go to keeppensacolabeautiful.org/beach cleanups. For more information, we're going to talk about Christmas trees. So, Megan, can you stick around? Because I want to share about the drive-through event with Christmas trees.
Of course.
All right. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Wednesday, December 1st is World AIDS Day, and your Florida Department of Health in Escambia County is offering free HIV rapid testing to anyone eligible. These testing opportunities raise awareness about the importance of HIV testing and knowing your status. Testing is available to anyone 13 years of age and up on Wednesday, December 1st at FDOH offices in both Escambia and Okaloosa counties. Call 595-6500 for more information or visit floridahealth.gov. Know your risk. Know your status.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Can see but you when you dance, dance, dance. Feel good, good creeping up on you. So just dance, dance, dance. Come on. All those things I shouldn't do, but you dance, dance, dance. And ain't nobody leaving soon, so keep dancing. I can't stop the feeling. So just dance, dance, dance. I can't stop the feeling.
So happy Monday morning to you. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr. Hey, we're hanging out with Keep Pensacola Beautiful. My friend Megan Washington is here, and she is the development coordinator, and we're talking all things fun this holiday season. And Megan was just sharing in the break that she's reading more that people want to do experiences during the holiday season more than accumulating more stuff.
Yes.
And so I love that you are giving us ideas to do with our family, to do with our kiddos, to do with grandkids, your neighbors. I mean, for goodness sakes, to go out onto the beach and be able to experience our beautiful beach on it looks like a nice weekend. It's just a gift in and of itself. I want to get back to the Pensacola Beach cleanup in just a second, but I want to talk about what's happening on January the 8th. So a little post-holiday type of event.
Well, on January 8th, we're partnering with Floral Tree Gardens, Eager Beaver, the Arbor Day Foundation. We have tons of partners going into this event. If you have a live holiday tree or a live Christmas tree, you can bring it to us at Floral Tree Gardens, and we'll mulch it and give you a live oak sapling to plant in your yard, all for free, while supplies last.
While supplies last. I like that. That was... I like how smooth you went in for that last one. The second annual Trade a Tree event. And so it's happening at Floral Tree Gardens. This is on Pine Forest?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought. On Pine Forest. And so this is actually a really cool way. You see a lot of people who throw the trees out onto the curb and they wait for it to get picked up. But this is kind of like a way to just keep the green going and being able to maybe plant something in your yard or in a park, maybe in your adopt a spot area if you're allowed. You have to ask, right?
Yes.
But where did this idea come from?
It was a really organic idea just between the team. We wanted a carbon neutral idea for the holiday season, so really, you know, reducing your carbon footprint during, you know, when there's all kind of trash and extra stuff.
Yeah, we love that. We love all the trash and extra stuff. We're making nice faces over here. And so this, y'all have partnered with the Arbor Day Foundation, which has been around since 1972. And it looks like there, it says that Arbor Day Foundation trees have been planted in neighborhoods, communities, cities, and forests throughout the entire world. So Pensacola is going to be a part of a worldwide movement by taking part in this. So it's free. You drive through after the holidays, right? We're not trying to get rid of your tree right now. January the 8th, 9 a.m. to 12, you can kind of keep the green moving and drop off your tree, recycle it, mulch it. And is there a specific place where the mulch goes? Were y'all going to, like, recycle the mulch into the community?
Yes.
Oh, very nice. It does keep going. And then you trade your tree in for a live oak sapling. Ugh, I love live oaks. They're, like, literally the most beautiful thing here in Pensacola, other than the beaches, is you get to see all these beautiful trees grow. And it's something that you'll pass down to generations. So I love that. I want to hop back real quick because we were talking about the beach cleanup that's happening this Saturday. And Haley, you hopped in and reminded us, thank you for kind of keeping us in line over here, Haley, that there are a couple of requirements, like closed-toed shoes are required. Minors have to be accompanied by parents and guardians if you want to be a part of the Keep Pensacola Beautiful beach cleanup event. It's at Park East, not Pensacola Beach. So there's something that's going to happen for the little kids that show up.
Right. So we're going to be giving out a little gift to all of the kids that we can while supplies last.
Right.
That show up to the event. We have a little coloring sheet that we created and some books that have been donated by Clean Horizons and Open Books Pensacola.
Oh, fun. Okay, I have to ask you, what's your favorite thing? Haley, I'll put you on the spot first. What's your favorite thing about being a part of Keep Pensacola Beautiful?
Well, I actually just moved here, and this has been the most wonderful job that I could ever ask for. I'm just, like, thrilled. I get to do creative things and make a difference in my new town. So there's so many things, I can't choose one.
You moved here and became the marketing coordinator for Keep Pensacola Beautiful. Where'd you move from?
I moved from the Atlanta area in July.
Wow. So you came to the coast from a big city area. This is must have been an adjustment.
It has been, yeah, for several reasons. But I'm really happy to be here and experience beach life.
Yes, and keep it beautiful for us.
Well, of course.
Welcome. You're going to love living here.
I do.
Know it. And Megan, what about you? What's your favorite part about being a part of Keep Pensacola Beautiful?
I love the environmental aspect, like being part of a bigger picture. With it being a nonprofit and environmental, like, I'm giving back, I feel like, doubly, you know. So keeping everything cleaner, you know, for future generations, making a difference, educating people on how they can be better environmental stewards.
I love that. One of my favorite stories, it was, man, must have been 6 months or so ago, and I was driving through our new neighborhood. We've been there for a little less than a year, and there was a group of women, and they definitely had Keep Pensacola Beautiful t-shirts on, and they were cleaning up a park, and I don't know if that's their adopt-a-spot. Now I'm going to have to look for the sign. But it was so sweet. They were a little bit older, but they all had their trash cans and they had gloves on, and they were out there for a couple of hours just cleaning up a park in our neighborhood. And man, I was so proud to see that, and it made me so happy because on top of them doing something good for our environment and overall our community and our health, because leaving trash out's not good for our health either, but it was an opportunity to see them all laughing and having fun and creating a memory together and then creating friendships. So I love seeing that too. It's more, you have that environment aspect, you have that new growth, you have this experience and creativity, but you also have an opportunity to meet new people who are like-minded. So consider volunteering with Keep Pensacola Beautiful. I also have to say, I want to invite people, you know, to really be a part of this upcoming Saturday. I told my kiddo about it and he is super excited. So we're going to give a little bit more information as we wrap up over here on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Keep Pensacola Beautiful.
Never be bored again, Pensacola. Find ways to get out and play today at playpensacola.com. You'll find 93 parks and open spaces to visit, youth and adult sports programs, resource centers with activities for all ages, golf, tennis, and tons of special events. View the most recent activity guide with over 200 programs and events to choose from. Subscribe to our PlayUp email subscriber list and follow us on Facebook. Go online to playpensacola.com today and get out and play.
Dell Technologies' biggest business sale of the year has arrived. Step up your vision with top tech up to 50% off during their Cyber Monday event. Dell Technologies recommends Windows 11 Pro for business. Plus, get incredible savings on Windows 11 PCs, along with servers, monitors, and docks, all with free shipping. There's also special financing with Dell Business Credit. Get started by contacting your Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
What if the music stopped? If the familiar voices were silenced? If there were no breaking news updates? What if your companion and connection to your community came with a monthly fee? Don't worry, we're free local radio with you wherever you go. Celebrating 100 years and looking forward to the next 100. We are broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and let Congress know you depend on your local TV and radio stations. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
CoLab is Pensacola's community business incubator and growth accelerator, and they're looking for early-stage high-growth companies to join our community. Their mission is to help companies become more successful by providing affordable private office space, mentors, business services, and serendipitous opportunities, all in a great downtown location. CoLab will provide your business with mentorship and counseling from existing entrepreneurs, business leaders, and advisors, along with furnished private office space. Think your business might be a right fit? Learn more at CoLabPensacola.com. CoLab is a program of Florida West in partnership with Pensacola State College.
You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. Happy Monday to you. We've been hanging out with Keep Pensacola Beautiful. I love your comments about maybe not using Christmas wrapping paper this year because it goes back into the landfill. Megan and Haley agree with you. Try something greener. So what are a couple of green ideas? Real quick, throw it off your top of your head.
One I've seen are really cute. They have a tutorial online how to wrap it in a scarf.
Nice.
So if you find a really pretty scarf, you can wrap it so it's like two presents in one.
Very cool. Okay, I like that idea a lot. And hey, just to remind you, you can be a part of Keep Pensacola Beautiful. We have the beach cleanup happening this Saturday, December 4th. You can find more details online with keeppensacolabeautiful.org. And then also the Tree to Tree event Saturday, the January the 8th from 9 to 12 p.m. Of course, you want to thank the Arbor Day Foundation.
Yes. Keep Pensacola Beautiful is very honored to receive funding from the Arbor Day Foundation. They are very generous, and without them, this event would not be possible.
That's right. Love the Arbor Day Foundation. Love Keep Pensacola Beautiful. Thank you, ladies, so much for hanging out with me this morning, informing everyone, inviting everyone to be a part of the environmental movement. Again, you can adopt a spot this year for Christmas for your family and maybe have a monthly family activity to do that gives back to the community, gives back to the earth, and helps you feel good, right?
Yes.
Hey, it's okay to feel good too. All right, ladies, thank you so much
thank
for
you.
Joining me. And let's continue to keep Pensacola beautiful together. Hey, we've got Malcolm Ballinger joining us in just a few moments. We're going to talk about the latest issue of Pensacola Magazine. But first, let's see what's coming up in the news with Mark.
Good morning. It's time to keep the wreath green. We'll explain after Fox News.